During exams in the 8th grade, the entire middle school was invited to the cafeteria, where the sweet workers there provided free cookies and juice for everyone. After all the tables of kids had cycled through the line, my buddy Luke and I hopped into the back of the line again to get more cookies. And we did this over and over again and ended up getting about 7 to 8 cookies each, and they were delicious. Afterward, we were sent back to our classes to continue with our exams. But then an announcement came on the intercom asking all the students to return to the cafeteria and sit in the exact seats that we had sat in before. Confused, we went, as we were told. We sat down where we had sat before. And then, the entire cafeteria of students was excused back to classes again. Except for me and Luke. Somebody had been taking extra cookies and smashing them on the ground, leaving the mess on the cafeteria floor, directly under my seat. The history teacher had witnessed with his own eyes myself and Luke go and take extra cookies when we should not have. Well, the evidence was clear. I had been framed. By the way, this is the same history teacher to whom I had turned in my history project a week early.
"Brinker, it's a week early,"
he said, in front of the entire class.
"I know," I said. "Is it good?"
"Yes," I said. "For weeks." Later, he claimed that I never turned it in, and I ended up getting a 0 on the project. Back to the story. We were called to the principal's office. The principal asked if we got extra cookies. "Yes," we said, cowering.
"Did you eat all of those cookies?"
"Yes, and they were delicious," we said.
"Did you smash any of those cookies?"
"No," we stated.
And then we waited for our fate. After a brief pause, he said, "I believe you. Now go back to class and don't let me catch you wandering in the halls." So, the highest school authority took our side. Relief flooded my inmost being. Why had he taken my word for it when the other teacher wouldn't? Who had really smashed the cookies and set us up? These questions would burn in my mind and remain unanswered. I have to live with the fact that those wasted cookies will never be recovered. Goodbye, smashed up cookies. I would have enjoyed eating you.